Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If the research pans out, those with certain illnesses could seek treatment from a psychiatrist, specially certified in psychedelic therapy. Just a few treatment sessions a year could be enough to provide lasting relief for some from their issues. People with mood disorders might be able to get rid of their antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications.
This stuff
people
was legal
with
years ago.
PTSD could return to a normal life.
I watched a documentary on all people, Cary Grant, who had just had a horrible childhood. And his adulthood, he went to one of these and took LSD once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked him through all kinds of crap. It's a cool documentary if you're into any kind of old stuff.
Small dose, or was he tripping balls?
Well, he didn't say. They don't say tripping balls in 62, maybe. But
that really should be a clinical term.
Yeah, it should be. Probably couldn't be too much, because in this study, in what they've done with the psychedelic medicines, what they're looking into, they're not quite at that point yet where they can start, you know, diagnosing and using them and prescribing them. But they are looking into it. They call it the promise of psychedelic medicine. Now, the reason that they can use psilocybin that you find in mushrooms, you can find the, you can apparently use MDMA as well, ecstasy, LSD that Cary Grant used.
Yeah.
That's apparently more difficult to use for this because the hallucinogenic effects last too long.
Yeah. He was a famous actor with a lot of money. He said this. He was gone for a couple days. Once a week, he was just gone for a couple days.
And psilocybin occurs more naturally, right? The other two are chemically.
But they're also talking about a really hardcore stuff. His mom was like a psycho, went to, you know, he thought his mom abandoned him as a kid and didn't know she was alive. And the whole time she was in the psych ward. So I think that we're thinking like you're going to turn on some Hendrix and have some fun. But in this situation, you're going to dig into your past and you're going to be bumming out.
Well, yeah.
And working through crap.
And working through it, literally working through it. They say during treatment, patients.
That's daddy's finger.
Yeah, that might happen. For example. Patients typically put on the headphones for music, eye shades, lie down, encouraged to go as deep as possible into the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Patients and therapists discuss the experience, follow-up psychotherapy sessions.
Is it legal? I don't know. I don't like drugs, man.
You know,
just drink some whiskey and punch the TV.
They are still working on it. Psilocybin appears to be an effective treatment for addiction. Decreased cravings for and increased abstinence for alcohol after psilocybin treatment. Psilocybin seems especially promising as a tool for smoking cessation.
Well, that's what you need, Todd.
I'll try it.
Absolutely.
Small dose?
To quit smoke and start doing LSD.
80% of participants remained nicotine-free 6 months after receiving three psilocybin sessions.
Do you want to mess with your chemicals in your brain already after the Chantix?
60% of participants remain nicotine-free after 30 months of treatment.
With psilocybin, I would, because I've had experience with psilocybin.
Yeah, right. You know what you're getting into.
And it didn't make me crazy.
It might now, though. You're older. Try it.
But that's a pretty good success rate. 80%?
In 6 months, 60% after 30 months.
Cancer is 100%.
That's still great.
You get cancer, it's 100%. Look at Craig.
100% what?
You quit smoking. 100%.
No.
People don't.
No.
No, they don't.
100% of Craig's quit smoking, but
yeah, many people do
many
not.
Many people
continue.
Man. He brushed that crap right off.
Quit smoking, kick cancer's ass, and kick the opioids.
And kick MRSA.
All that too.
All at the same time.
Well, it was one at a time.
Yeah, but you just brushed that
61% of participants no longer had PTSD symptoms a couple of months after MDMA-assisted psychotherapy.
Somebody's against this. The right wing, right?
Oh, yeah. The FDA recently deemed MDMA a breakthrough therapy, putting it on the fast track for approval.
It's just hippie stuff.
Well, that means it might happen. It's
they say the drugs work on a deep emotional as well as biological level. Patients experience a sense of positivity.
Yeah, I don't see these any more harmful than
your average, they're not.
Antidepressant.
Of course they're not. But like I said, you know, when you start saying this kind of stuff, you know, when weed started becoming more of a medical thing, and people were saying, I remember when watching some show once, well, if it wouldn't get you high, I'd agree with it. What the hell? As the guy's drinking his whiskey, it just pissed me off. And there's still people like that.
They say that about all the drugs?
No, just weed, you know, because that's
the
devil.
Because there's
that's
a lot of drugs that'll
get you high, right.
That will.
Right. No, it's just weed.
There's
because they're old,
therapeutic benefits,
they're old
of course.
They're old white guys. They're pissed
for
off
example,
at weed.
For example, I believe most anesthetic gets you high.
A little bit.
Right.
In fact, watch that dude coming out of the surgery. We put it on Twitter and Facebook. As to see his nurse's cans. And he doesn't say cans.
Did you try that, Craig? Post-surgery in the recovery room? Hey, can I see your...
Yeah, can I see your boobs?
I don't recall that, no.
The video's
I may have.
The video's on Facebook and Twitter. It's hilarious.
Did you have that conversation with your nurse anesthetist about whether you said anything goofy before you went under?
No.
That's always
this guy was coming out of surgery on this video, and he says that. How you doing? Great, man. Show me your... says the whole thing. It's
no,
great.
The only thing I remember that close to...
Is your post-op deuce?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny, too.
Your post-op deuce, which is a Deadpool name.
That's the...
Oop, I pooped.
I don't recall... Well, at least I didn't have the conversation. When they do the colonoscopy, they put you under.
I don't remember saying anything either. I just remember thinking I'm kind of hazy, and the guy said, you're clean. I go, we done? He goes, nope, but you're clean. That scared me when he said, nope. We haven't started yet, but you're clean, he said.
But before they put the hardware in my knee,
yeah.
I talked to my nurse's
anesthetist
afterwards.
Tell the other guy,
And she said the conversation revolved around, you remember the hospital report I got from Denver?
Yeah, that said you were...
I told her I was in radio and came out on the report that I was in rodeo.
Yeah.
So I guess we mostly discussed me getting back on the bull. How important it was for me to get back on the bull.
Did you say you're kind of old for a bull rider, aren't you? That she said. But I'm crusty.
I'm old school. No helmets or flak jackets.
None of that.
Not these pussies. Not these cowboys today, these pussies. No, that's radio. I sit behind a microphone. It's not that dangerous.
No, and it actually pays a lot better.
Yeah, a little bit. Then rodeo.
It would be funny, though, if you did this in a flak jacket and a helmet.
Yeah,
like I could.
Like rodeo guys. Just sitting over there all day.
There may be
why,
a day.
Why are you dressed like that? Well, we're in rodeo. You know, it's pronounced radio. Oh, sorry.
No, I think that's one of those things we don't tell them. We're just like, whatever, go for it.
Yeah, we show up with a cage helmet, and flak jacket one day.
If you can get the headphones on under the helmet, run with it.
Yeah.
Guests come in. Why is Todd? Don't ask. Just let him be.
He thinks he's a cowboy. Ever since that psilocybin kicked in, he thinks he's a cowboy working rodeo. Don't tell him. Don't tell him it's radio.
I kind of want to do this now. I think that would be fun.
Right.
You just want to lead the session, don't you?
No, I just want to see Todd sitting over there dressed like a cowboy, like a rodeo.
That
guy.
Sounded creepy or sexually.
It did.
It did.
He wants.
Just not like I say. Just not explain it to new guests who come in. Just
save
like,
a horse, ride a cowboy. That's what Puss is singing out there.
Guess your bull riders don't look like your old-fashioned cowboys. A lot of them now.
No, they
a lot
got
of them. Yeah, wear the cage.
Yeah,
cage helmet, flak jacket. A lot of them are getting away from just wearing the hat.
You're over there in a flak jacket and a cage helmet on the show. That would be great. Not tell a guest. Don't even say why.
Be hilarious.
Don't ask. He's kind of special.
Sitting over there like
special
that.
Todd.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
We have to do that with some comedian who
doesn't know us. Yeah.
Or maybe with a good friend. What happened?
No, they would say what happened, then you have to tell them, and then I'm going to deal with that.
No.
How about just a guy we don't know, he sits down. This is Todd, I'm Tyler, it's Craig.
Greg Morton may never be able to figure it out.
No. He's easily baffled.
Yeah, he is.
I'm sure he loves that.
Well, he's from Canada. Cut him some slack.
Yeah.
There's that.
There's that.
Ran across an article the other day about, and you see this all over, one of those clickbait things, celebrities who have insured their body parts for thousands, millions of dollars.
Yeah, I remember Mary Hart had her legs years ago. I think Cher had pretty much her body done years ago.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
All the new stuff. I think the new stuff came with insurance.
I think she might have her legs or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Springsteen has his vocal cords insured for $6 million, they say.
We actually have, workman's comp in this building, though. If you lose your voice here, you're out of work.
You are?
It's like 60%, I believe, I think that last time.
For a short period of time.
No, I think that's insurance is to rest your life.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
I'm not sure, but I remember looking at that thinking, that's the only thing we could, unless we fall off a bull or something.
Well, apparently it can happen.
I would insure my vocal cords by Springsteen, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have a lot of money to pay the premiums, obviously.
Yeah, right. And $6 million, comparatively speaking, for Springsteen,
nothing.
Isn't a lot.
Not much.
No.
But it's still a backing. It's still
no, but who do you got to go for that? That's a Lloyd's of London kind of
somebody
thing?
Somebody will do it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure any number of people do.
They never tell us what the premium is. That's what I'm always more interested in.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum's legs, apparently $2 million, but the left is worth less than the right due to a scar.
Oh, well, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they probably had to have some adjuster come and place value on it.
Yeah.
There's a scar on it.
That'd be a good gig. I got to check out every inch of your legs.
I got to go
figure out what they're worth.
Heidi Klum's legs.
Okay, how about Madonna's breasts?
Still look at those, yeah.
Does she have her ass insured? She has a really nice ass especially for a lady her age.
58.
She has a really nice ass, period.
She's her breasts are reported to be insured for a couple $1 million. Keith Richards is reported to have insured his hands for $1.5 million.
Can't play guitar.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's breasts insured for only $600,000.
Some big old cans there.
They are. And she says, when in doubt, make a boob joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll whip them out.
Well, she doesn't do that.
I know. It's too bad.
So she hasn't been in that much doubt.
How long ago did Bono have his nerve damage? He has nerve
damage. A couple
damage
years ago.
In his left hand, and I don't think he can't play the guitar anymore.
No, I don't. But he's never been a real big part of the band playing guitar. He'll strap it on once in a while.
Yeah, he play every now and again.
But you don't need him.
Yeah, from what I've read, he's got such damage in the fret.
Well, that happened to Phil Collins, too, when it comes to drums. He has trouble playing drums anymore.
He has trouble walking to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Right.
The guy fell over and knocked himself out.
Can you insure yourself with something you don't play and then just say, I can't play guitar, and prove it, and just suck at it and go, you're right. Here's $4 million.
Taylor Swift apparently insured her legs for $40
million. Yeah, I checked
$40 million?
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God.
Well, 20 mil a leg.
She's a tall piece of water.
She is.
A good analogy.
How tall is she?
I don't know.
Don't say that.
It's not her birthday.
Damn it.
So we don't know.
But she did come up with a story.
And they're telling us that David Lee Roth reportedly insured his sperm.
Oh, yeah.
For $1 million in case he ever accidentally impregnated a groupie and had to pay the child support.
His sperm is strong. Thank you, Petey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.